Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin today talking about Ben, Byron, Charlie, who will start for the Steelers on Sunday. With that, let's bring in Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for The Sun. And Jeff, before we get to the Ravens and the Steelers, let's look back to the win on Sunday over the Chargers. Your thoughts on that game?
Oh, wow. You know, it was a game they probably should have lost, and that's not the first time I've said that this year. But, as I said, if the Ravens have proven one thing this year, it's that they do know how to win games, and they do make plays down the stretch, and they're not, just because they start off slow doesn't mean they're going to finish that way. And, that was an all-timer. 4th and 29, obviously we're going to be talking about that play for a long time, but, all the things in that game were just kind of leading up to a disappointing loss. And you thought once they get stopped on the fourth down, which was not a good play, and then, the Chargers went down and took about over seven minutes off the clock, got the big Pollard penalty, and kicked a field goal to make a two-score game. I mean, they hadn't scored a touchdown in about almost eight full quarters at that point,
yep.
An offensive touchdown. So you're thinking this game's done, and then there they go. So people can talk all they want, but, they can be as flawed as people want to call them as, flawed, but they're a flawed 9-2 team, which isn't too bad.
Not too bad. Also, the third best road record in the National Football League. There's no question, based on their experience over the last several seasons of being a team that plays meaningful games in December into January, that has allowed them to gain a lot of critical late game experience and finding a way to win. And it's not a coincidence. You look up at the teams that win and lose every week in this league, and the same teams seem to be doing the winning, and the same teams seem to be doing the losing, and most of these games are incredibly close. It's not a coincidence, is my point.
No, there's no question it's not a coincidence. Is it a coincidence that the Chargers always seem to find ways to lose that way, or that the Cowboys always seem to find ways to lose close games, and teams like the Ravens find a way to win, and the Giants, and the Patriots? No, it's not a coincidence at all. I mean, there's a culture in the organization. There's a confidence that goes with winning games and having been there before, and a confidence in each other that they're going to pull games out and get the job done. I mean, you could say what you want about the Ravens, and they are improving on defense, which was the key. And I think that, they've allowed the fewest points in November to this point. I mean, and that's the big deal, and they've had a lot of injuries on that side of the ball, too. So there's a lot to like. Their special teams has been as good as any unit in the league all year. Their defense is getting better, and their offense has been, dominant at home. So if they could just get that offense going a little on the road and continue to improve on defense, there's no one that's going to want to play them in the playoffs.
You just mentioned a lot of my next point. If you were looking at this team compared to the last few years, and I actually think last year's team was far more talented. I would say the last 2 years, not including this one, so in 2010 and 2011, those were the two most talented all-around teams in the Harbaugh era. And those teams, of course, did not break through to the Super Bowl. So you're wondering internally, what is it about this team where things could be different? They're off to a better start this year than in 2010 and 2011. Here's the difference. This team, as far as the turnover ratio is concerned, especially their lack of turning the ball over, is one of the plus-pluses of any team in the league. Then special teams. It's the best special teams unit maybe in the history of the franchise, and it might be the best special teams unit in the league right now. And then the third factor would be intangibles. Whatever that is, however you want to quantify that, finding a way late to win, those three things may be the difference this year in the positive column to the last few years of also playoff teams.
Yeah, and I would add to that, I would say red zone defense. I mean, we talked a little about different elements. Their red zone defense has been really, really good, and that goes a long way. You keep holding teams to three, you're going to give yourself a chance at the end of the game, and that's what they've been doing. You mentioned the not turning the ball over, the converting opportunities, and this isn't not a criticism of the Ravens, but the rest of the AFC just isn't that good. The rest of the NFL just seems to be down. I mean, there's no team that you really look at that you're scared of anymore. I know the Patriots are putting up a ton of points and all that, but
what's new?
The Ravens did beat them, and at this point, the Patriots would still have to come to Baltimore. So Houston has been impressive and other times. So, My editor's name is Monique. She worked for the. She covered the Patriots last year for the Boston Globe, and she said all year they said this defense is just not good enough. There's no way this Patriots team is going anywhere with this defense. They're giving up yards, and you turn around and what? The Patriots went to the Super Bowl. So, you know, you need to put yourself in position and improve as the year goes on, and that's exactly what the Ravens are doing. There's not, as I said earlier, there's not going to be a whole lot of teams that want to come into Baltimore and play them in the playoffs with, you know, what they offer in terms of special teams, the intangibles, guys who know how to win, tough place to win games at. So, you know, that's the bottom line. They put themselves in great position.
Jeff Zeribek, Ravens beat writer for The Sun, with us here on BAL. And I was making the comment, Jeff, that I thought last year's team was more talented all around when you look at the certain age groups of key players, whether they're too old or too young this year. I thought the last few years they had a better grouping age-wise, and I thought the teams all around were just kind of more talented than this year's group. When you think about this year, I think there's two guys who remain in the same position on the offensive line. And defensively, this is a total team in transition. It's not even comparable to Ravens teams gone by. You lose Jarrett Johnson and Corey Redding. You basically lose Ray Lewis, Lardarius Webb injury-wise. Ed Reed's another year older. It's not even the same stratosphere defensively. But since the bye week, they have allowed the least amount of points in the NFL. They seem to be getting better and better each week. In some ways, I think this team is overachieving. Fans don't want to hear it. They always want to blame internally, never credit the opponent a lot, it seems, at least on programs like this. But I think this team is actually overachieving compared to their abilities.
I think he certainly could make that case, especially over the last month and a half or so. You know, remember what everyone was saying after that Houston game. You know, everyone was saying the Ravens are at a crossroads. You know, they're in deep trouble. You know, Ray Lewis isn't going to save them. There's no Lardarius Webb to save them. They went into that bye week as a team in big trouble. Well, they've promptly won four straight games and are now one game away from clinching a playoff spot and possibly the division. So they've certainly got themselves off the mat. And over the last month, I would definitely agree with you in terms of what they're getting from different players. And I think the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit and how they've continued to move guys. I mean, that special teams coverage unit, every time you look, there's another three different guys on it, and yet the results are the same. And you look at the defense and what they're getting from guys like D'Angelo Tyson and how Ellerby stepped up and Jameel McClain's elevating his game. And, I mean, Corey Graham, this isn't a shot at Jimmy Smith, but the last 2 weeks, Corey Graham has played better than I've ever seen Jimmy Smith play in the year plus he's been here. So, they've had, you know, this is what they pride themselves on. They feel like they can spot and develop football players, and when they're, you know, coach them up, and then when they get a chance, they're ready to go. And that's how this has turned out here in the last month and a half or so.
Jeff, do you have another quick segment in you? I want to ask you about Jason Babbitt and Ray Lewis.
Sure.
Jeff Zeribek from the Baltimore Sun is with us. We're back with more next on Sportsline.